It's a common thread in the debate on immigration. Americans ask, why don't immigrants learn English? When we have stories featuring Spanish-speaking immigrants, we often get emails to that effect. Well, NPR's Jennifer Ludden set out to find answers, and she has this report.
Maria Morales is a hotel housekeeper in Maryland. While most of her colleagues are Hispanic, her supervisors only speak English. So Morales tries her best, like when she asks for supplies.
I need the towels. I need wash clothes. I need sheets.
She hesitates to say the word sheets, knowing it can be a big gaffe if she mispronounces it. It may sound like Morales recently arrived from her native El Salvador. In fact, she's been in the U.S. 13 years and has been studying English since 2001.
Excuse me. What time is it?
Morales learns in these classroom trailers of Prince George's Community College in Maryland, and just getting here is a triumph of sorts.
Oh, you could do better than that. Excuse me.
Educators say a lack of transportation and childcare are common barriers. Despite that, there are many more immigrants who want to sign up than slots available. A study last year by the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials found that over half of publicly funded classes had wait lists, some up to 3 years. Then, once in a program, Prince George's Adult Education Director Barbara Denman says keeping immigrants in class can be a problem. Take landscapers.
In the spring semester, when the schedules change, particularly after daylight savings time kicks in, we'll lose those students because their employment requires them now to work much longer hours, and they can be very long hours.
Housekeeper Maria Morales admits she hasn't had much time to study these past 6 years. She's been holding down two jobs. Another student, 38-year-old Adolfo Anton, said he found it impossible to take English while he was working two shifts at a cement block factory from 12 noon till 3 in the morning. When he got a new schedule a year ago, Anton signed up for English two mornings a week.
Because it's important in my job. In my supervisor, no speak Spanish. And it's difficult for me and not understand English.
A few years ago, the Department of Homeland Security created an Office of Citizenship with one of its goals to better promote English. But it suffered from lack of funding.
The policy continues to lag demography.
Michael Fix is with the Migration Policy Institute. He says the U.S. invests far less in language courses for immigrants than some other developed nations, and services are spotty. For every federal dollar they get, states like California and Florida spend $8 of their own money.
If you look at some other states, say Kansas, Nebraska, or Texas, all now important immigrant-receiving states, they spend 30 cents for every dollar that they receive from the federal government. This is a kind of discrepancy state by state that you don't see in many other grants programs.
Some argue the current influx of Spanish-speaking immigrants poses a unique threat to English. Even some Latinos say it's just too easy to live in a Spanish bubble, especially if you work in a field like construction or meatpacking. Yet others see little that's new. History professor Alan Kraut of American University says a century and more ago, first-generation immigrants also were slow to learn English.
In places like Iowa and other areas of the Midwest with high concentrations of Germans, German was the language of everyday life, and German was also the language of the public schools. People paid taxes, schools were financed, and classes taught in German.
Back at Prince George's, factory worker Adolfo Anton says he loves his English classes and plans to keep them up as long as he can. By the way, as with a lot of people you may hear on the radio, I ask Anton to switch to Spanish so he can express himself more fully.
Aprender inglés se puede comunicar por un problema.
To learn English, he says, means you can communicate if there's an emergency, or you can get a better job. Anton says he hopes with better English, he can eventually become a supervisor. Prince George's program director, Barbara Denman, says it takes years to master a foreign language, and a key part is gaining the courage to make mistakes. If Americans want immigrants to improve their English, Denman says there's a way everyone can help them. Be patient and listen. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.